anyway, we went on weekends, and I remember when you first were writing, you were wondering how I was doing with Cheryl. And we've had a kind of a stormy friendship at times because she's very moody at times, and it's so unlike her. And I guess the worst falling out was a little bit after you left. It always scares me when there's something like that because you think you're so close and it won't happen, and it does, and it was just terrible. We practically weren't talking, and I can't even... It's so hazy now because it's been so different. We've both changed so much since then. At this point now, I mean, I'm not even the same person I was last year. You know, we don't talk sometimes for a couple weeks, and then we still are close, and it's not like it used to be. But that one falling out was so powerful. It was so terrible. I think there was a lot of jealousy involved, and also she's different now that she has a boyfriend. She's a lot more relaxed, and she's changed a lot too. But during that time, I wrote a song because that's the way I express things sometimes. I was very upset, and I wrote the song. And since then, it seems it's been a long time. Things have been fine. And, of course, sometimes I put on my guard, I think, you know, be careful. But pretty much she's a good friend, a very good friend. I'm pretty sure she's going to probably be my maid of honor. And I'd like to play now, since I was just mentioning it, that song where I told you about Cheryl, where I was very upset. And it's one of my better songs, and it's entitled How We Don't Care.
What's new with you? It's been a while.
Marge, would you believe that song took me 10 times to get it right? I am such a perfectionist, you know. I kept doing it. Right now, it is August 19th, so it's about, I did that on Sunday. So it's a couple days later, and I figured that maybe I was in a better mood to record, so I tried it again. Well, actually, I had a voice lesson today, so maybe that helps. But, you know, when you know you're on tape, you want it to be good. But I must share something funny. I am recording right now in the bathroom, and say, you're going to ask, why the bathroom? Well, the bathroom happens to have better acoustics, so I'm sitting in the bathroom, and anybody who has to go in my house has to wait, because I am recording. Anyway, while I am playing and my voice sounds good, I figure I'll just share all my music, just pass it all off, you know, boring good old Judy Goodman songs, you know, you've heard them all. Actually, that song there happens to be one of my best. It was written right from the heart. It says everything I was feeling. And I played that for my speech contest. I don't know if I remember telling you in a letter that I was on the speech team. And I did a speech on songwriting. And as an example, I thought I would add to it. I played that song. And I won first place. I think everybody liked it. So that was the song I chose because it meant the most to me.